This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Class Financial, you can give us a call right now. Get you on the air. Our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Class Financial online. Their website, classfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of great information about Class Financial. You can learn about their separate divisions, how they can help you, or if you are a business owner as well. And there's also a great opportunity there on the website, classfinancial.com, to stay current. Sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the markets. Also a link in there to the most recent podcast as well. And Class Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637. Without any further ado, joining us this morning from Class Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing well, Sean. How are you?
Doing real well. Great to see you, CJ. How are you doing, Malia?
Very good. Spring is coming soon, I hear.
I heard a rumor. Until I see it. soon enough, that is for sure. And it's going to be a lot of fun when we get into that stuff. We always have a lot of fun on this program as well. And we're going to be talking today about that that mortgage payment and questions about, should I have a mortgage in retirement? Before we get to that, of course, a couple of things to keep in mind. We do the weekly Kloss Quiz question of the week. Chance to win a fantastic prize. This week's prize is a $25 gift card for Chili's. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the show. And also, of course, we also like to look back at the previous week's Kloss Quiz question of the week. Not only do the question, but do the answer as well. What do we have last week, and what was the answer?
Our last question was, approximately how many people have to pay income taxes every year on a percentage of their Social Security retirement or disability benefits? And so we gave you a multi-choice question. Was 20 million, 35 million, or 40 million? And the correct answer was 20 million people actually have to pay income taxes on a percentage of their Social Security retirement or disability benefits. So congratulations to our winner. They had the correct answer, and we appreciate all of you who listen every week.
Very good. And we'll do another one this week as well. So listen closely to today's program. Before we talk mortgages, let's real quickly talk about retirement planning. And of course, a little bit about Kloss Financial and kind of how you guys operate and kind of why we do this show each and every week. Let's talk a little bit, kind of an overview of Kloss Financial.
Yeah, we've started sprinkling in a little bit of a commercial about Kloss Financial because occasionally people will come in and they say, I've listened to you for a few months now, but I still don't really know what you do. I appreciate all the advice. And so we said, you know what, let's throw it into these shows occasionally. So at a high level, Kloss Financial's been in business for about 43 years now. We operate as what's known as a hybrid financial planning firm. We have two offices, one in northern Illinois, one here in southern Wisconsin. And we utilize what we call fee-based retirement planning, and then also a fee for service. So just like hourly advice for people who just want our direction. We have three divisions, what's known as KIP, Kloss Investment Portfolios, Kloss 360, and Kloss 401k. All of them fall under the umbrella of our mission to be a retirement planning expert. So all divisions help people with planning for retirement or living successfully within retirement, which, of course, our topic today around having debt and mortgages in retirement is one of those topics that relates to retirement. We work as a kind of coach and quarterback of people's financial affairs. So we've likened it to the medical community before, where there's this idea of coordination of care, right? And it was driven by this other reality in the medical community, which is you have some of the most brilliant minded people in the medical community who like can't communicate well with one another. And so there was like, you know, over diagnosis or wrong diagnosis or prescriptions were off or whatever it might be. And so they had this coordinated care concept. In a similar way, we act as the coordination of the financial care of your life. And so we offer initial meetings at no cost. And that's just an opportunity for you to kick the tires of who we are. And actually, truth be told, we're kicking the tires of what it is that you're looking for mm-hmm. to make sure that it's going to be a fit. And then, you know, the purpose of this show, Money in Motion, is to basically provide answers to people's retirement questions. One of our missions has been as a company to provide answers to all of your retirement questions in one place. Well, this show is a forum through which we provide some of those answers.
And it's a great opportunity as well as you have some questions. Not going to find any better out there. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, they are here to answer your questions. Give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air, as CJ mentioned as well. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. Not going to cost you anything. Their telephone number, 442-5637. So we're going to be talking mortgages today, and as we approach retirement, people often have some questions about that. What about purchasing a new home in retirement and taking on that mortgage? Also, oftentimes people have been mortgage free for a few years. How do you at Kloss Financial help people with that question and help guide them?
Yeah, these are all really good questions. And I also just want to throw in that CJ talks about what we do here at Kloss Financial. I just want to let people know we are way more fun than going to the doctor's office.
Yes.
He was relating it to that. We usually are able to meet with people and talk about what their future retirement is going to look like. And again, that's a lot more fun than to talk about their health. So just to let you know that. With regards to these questions, though, which come up frequently, as we're approaching retirement, we're trying to figure out, where do I think I want to live in retirement? And when's the right time to retire, obviously, is the most common question. Which state is going to have the most, the biggest tax advantage if I move there for my retirement income? There's just so many questions that come to the forefront. But what we find is many people either are going to be paying off their mortgage shortly and getting ready to possibly move. And we get into these conversations where people are actually considering taking on a mortgage. And maybe they haven't had one in 10 years or more. And suddenly they're looking at, rather than downsizing, which is what we all typically think about, we actually have people considering moving to Florida and buying a house and taking on a mortgage. And so they're coming to us asking us, does this make sense for me? And for some people, it may make sense because they want something different. But what you've probably heard over the last few years, if you're a regular listener, is that we are not big fans of you taking on additional debt, certainly as you enter retirement. Preferably, we'd like you to have no debt. And a mortgage is obviously one of the biggest items people will have. So sometimes we hear about this great big tax break we're going to have if we do have a mortgage and we can write off property taxes and mortgage interest and so forth. And, you know, I want to point that out that, you know, with the increased standard deduction, everybody's in the middle of doing their taxes right now. With a tax deduction of $12,000 if you're individual or $24,000 as a couple, they're finding that 90% of most taxpayers will likely not do a itemization anymore. They're going to take the standard deduction. So things like property taxes and sometimes mortgage interest aren't going to make enough of a difference to not take the standard deduction. So it's not as big of a reason to carry a mortgage or to have your property taxes included in your taxes and so forth. So to continue with a mortgage strictly because you think you're saving money might not be a good angle. We like to point out also that the fastest growing area of bankruptcy filers out there right now are both senior citizens and college-aged people. And what's interesting is the boomers, who were notorious for overspending over the years and not saving as much, these are the same people sometimes who want to go ahead and take additional mortgage debt on. So again, we would contend that the happiest retirees are those who don't have a mortgage in retirement. An additional cost like that is certainly going to dwindle your future nest egg much quicker.
Fantastic advice. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. So how common is it? You guys obviously day in and day out are meeting with people, talking with people heading into retirement. How common is it for people to still have a mortgage as they're heading into retirement?
Yes. So the statistics about this are quite interesting. You know, we just heard Malia talk about how we would ideally like to see you not have a mortgage. Although, as Malia and I will attest, we certainly have plenty of clients that do in retirement, and for a variety of different reasons. So it doesn't mean you can't retire if you do have a debt, but there certainly are reasons to not have it. So as you look at the statistics, there's actually a survey done back in March of 2018 by the National Mortgage Banker American Financing, and it found that 44% of Americans between the ages of 60 and 70 have a mortgage when they retire. Let me repeat that. 44% of Americans between the ages of 60 and 70 have a mortgage when they retire. And this is according to American Financing. And here's the kicker. As many as 17% of those that were surveyed say they may never pay it off. So listen, I almost have to like hold myself back because I like want to jump through the microphone and talk to each one of you personally. I don't know what has happened where suddenly we think this idea of just carrying debt forever was a good idea. I don't know if it came from books that were written on how to become a real estate mogul. Some people know what I'm talking about. I don't know what it is, but I just sit there and I go, how have we as a society, how have we forgotten about the risk that debt brings into our life? It's this simplistic core principle of debt equals risk. Debt, as we all know, steals our cash flow. Debt, as we know, leverages up our risk. And so ultimately, if you want to enter retirement and have a stress-free retirement, then probably the most direct line to getting there would be to
eliminate.
Dad, look at that.
Oh, yes.
That was awesome.
We trained him.
I pointed at Sean and he responded.
Yes.
I wasn't sure if he was falling asleep.
Morning.
He is.
I love this.
So anyways, you know, there are still a lot of questions. If you do have a mortgage, is it a competitive rate? Are you a candidate for refinancing? Does it make sense to pay off your mortgage? Listen, there are circumstances. People come in and they say, I heard you on the show. I'm paying off my mortgage and then I'm going to move in 6 months and sell my house. And we go, oh, that's maybe not quite what we meant. So maybe don't pay off your mortgage just to sell it later and take out the cash and then go buy something else. So there's still strategy around all of this. But again, there's a number of different things to look at. And where are you going to live? Is it going to be one story or two stories? You know, there's a lot of good reasons to consider moving. Maybe even a good reason to consider taking on a small mortgage. But you just want to have a good kind of financial coach that can give you some advice.
The importance of having that conversation and looking over the stuff and weighing the benefits and, of course, understanding what your future is going to bring and kind of what your plans are. Great thing about Kloss Financial, as CJ mentioned earlier, they work as the director of your team, as the coach, as the quarterback, somebody that puts all that stuff together. You can set up an appointment at Kloss Financial real easy. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give them a call right now. Telephone number 442-5637. It's not going to cost you anything for that first appointment at Kloss Financial, that introductory complimentary appointment. Again, their number 442-5637 and online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Talk to you folks who have paid off your house or are about to do so. Some great benefits of that and some other expenses to consider. We will do that as well as take your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas are here to answer them for you. Give us a call right now, 321-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Talking about carrying debt, specifically mortgage debt into retirement. Good idea, bad idea, depends on your situation. And we talked about folks who may have their house paid off. Let's talk then about some considerations. You got the house paid off. There are other expenses to consider, aren't there?
Yes, and that's the part we kind of forget about, because when we're all working and, you know, it's time to put on a new roof, we just go ahead and, you know, allocate so much money from, you know, our current paychecks to take care of those things. Well, suddenly we're in retirement, and perhaps the roof is not a good example, but you have some mechanical go under that you need to repair, and there's another cost, or the driveway needs to be replaced, or et cetera, et cetera. So we do have to realize that even if our house is paid off, and suddenly we're in retirement, those other expenses will continue. The biggest one, of course, is property taxes. Now, just looking at Wisconsin, we have listeners outside of Wisconsin as well on the show, but Wisconsin alone, the median property tax is about $3,000, according to taxrates.org. And so a home worth a median value of $170,800, they're collecting about an average of 1.6% of the fair market value. So what we look at is if you're retired for 18 years, which is the average amount of a retirement, property tax alone is going to run you $54,000. These are real numbers, knowing that that's an annual amount you're going to pay on top of just general maintenance, which could run anywhere from $6,000 to $8,000 a year on average. You know, what we do see is our clients sometimes decide to move, downsize. If they're not taking out a mortgage, they might downsize, and they're looking at maybe a condo. And so we speak to them about, okay, so that's great. No one, you're not going to have to pay someone to plow the snow and take care of the yard. We really do like that. But how much are those homeowners association fees? What's the starting point? And sometimes we hear people say, you know, $100, $125. Other ones come in, yeah, they're starting at $250, $275 a month. Now, that's a pretty big expense. And so factoring in what it's going to take to run your household, whether it's your current household that paid off officially or moving into a different scenario, just understanding how much that cash flow is going to take to run a household. And then finally, we ask, how much space do you really need in retirement? You know, as our kids have moved on and we have our houses and we're not home maybe as much because we're volunteering and so forth, how much space is important? So there's so many different elements to consider as we make that decision. Do I stay or do I go? And am I going to stay here locally or am I going to go somewhere where it might be just a tad warmer?
I think that's a real lot. You don't hear a lot of people going to Alaska, and I hear tax rates are quite favorable in Alaska, but you don't hear a lot of people talking about
Wyoming as well.
Wyoming as well. Yep. Very good stuff. Talking with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning experts from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll also talk about renting in retirement, something you may want to consider. We'll get some advice from CJ and Malia next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And you can get more information about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Don't forget the first appointment at Kloss Financial. It's not going to cost you a penny. It is complimentary. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas this morning from Kloss Financial. Talking about mortgages and kind of moving on from the mortgage question, we kind of look at, well, what about renting? Let's talk a little bit about renting in retirement. Sounds somewhat appealing, I got to be honest with you.
Yes, and I want to be careful. We sometimes can be misinterpreted as though, you know, we don't believe in home ownership or something like that. And that's certainly not the case. We are actually, both Malia and I own homes, so we are definitely supporters of owning a home and having that be an automatic savings mechanism. And there are a lot of positive things related to home ownership. However, I think it gets really oversold, really oversold in the notion of it, like it'll be one of the best investments you have. Well, as a matter of fact, as we've looked at this, the average growth, and this is actually interesting, according to the Nobel Prize winning economist Robert Shiller, over the past 100 years, the average home in America has appreciated less than 1% a year over the inflation rate. Not 1% a year, period. But less than 1% a year over the inflation rate. So said another way, I mean, owning a home on the aggregate, if you just take national averages, I suppose holds your value, but it certainly is not something that is going to give you what we call in our industry real significant returns. Real is the rate of return minus the inflation rate. So some things to consider. Again, not only the interest rate on that, but home ownership may not be less expensive. So Malia was just talking about there a moment ago on property taxes on the average home in the state of Wisconsin is about $3,000 a year. But some of you on the show right now are going, I wish I had $3,000. It's five, six, seven, eight. And just take that and say that never goes away. And by the way, Malia's numbers where she said over 18 years in retirement, 3,000 times 18 is about $54,000 a year. But here's what Malia is missing. That's assuming your home doesn't grow at all. And actually, I just told you homes will typically keep up with inflation. So if you just added inflation to that number, you're up to 70, 75 grand a year on a $170,000 home in the state of Wisconsin, just on taxes alone. So these are real numbers. And then you start adding in mowing the lawn. It's got an upstairs and a downstairs. Suddenly you fall. You can't keep it, you know, keep up inside of the home. So now you need more care. Now you're hiring people to come in, paint the walls, fix things. And before you know it, you just, our clients will say, I stopped and had to pinch myself and go, what am I doing? I really only need two bedrooms, right? Or one bedroom with an office, and they suddenly downsize, they go into some simplistic rental, and they're just saving boatloads of money a year.
Is there something to be said as well as far as mobility, is saying, you know what, I lived here a year, I want to go somewhere else?
You bet. As a matter of fact, think about this in terms of like, and this might be hard for those who are not in retirement, but if you envision your retirement, many people will say, it depends upon my kids and my family, right? Where do they live? And so what they'll inevitably do is they'll say, ah, there's kids all over the place, so I can't go move next to just one. So we're going to stay maybe centrally located in Madison, Wisconsin, but then we're going to travel around to see them. I think that's great, by the way. That's probably what I plan on doing if my kids move around. But do you really want to own this chunk of expensive, costly real estate while you go gallivant the country? Maybe not the best strategy. Maybe the simplicity of just kind of like locking the door and telling the bellman to get your mail. You see my point?
Yes.
There's a lot of advantages to consider in renting. And again, does this mean that we are opposed to homeownership? By no means. But really stopping and saying, do I need the 2,800 square feet anymore? Do I need the 3 to 4 bedrooms anymore? And just evaluating how it works out in your finances.
Great questions that need to be answered, conversations that need to be had. Don't forget, no cost for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. They would love to help you. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Don't forget their website as well, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Chili's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. What percentage of Americans between the ages of 60 and 70 have a mortgage when they retire? Is it 20%, 44% or 70%? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Chili's. Don't forget, that is Kloss Financial's office. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, great talking with you guys. As always, you take care.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investicorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.